Maitreya Channeling, September 17, 2006. Yes, I am here, and I am grateful that you are also here. Gordon has read to you of the situation as it existed before 1932. After Krishnamurti abandoned his role as my vehicle. So perhaps you can now understand why I am keen to speak through the medium of any average human being who is interested and who feels a connection to my being and my message. I cannot and will not wave any magic wand to solve the problems of the earth plane. Humans will have to work out solutions for themselves. Using the principles of the ancient wisdom of love and tolerance for all humans can solve the problems of their world. Nourishment and wealth can be redistributed so that the poor among us can be well fed and relatively healthy. As your own commentators have repeatedly said, all that it takes is the political will and the determination to see the plan carried out to the fullest. I'm thinking particularly of the current well-funded effort to deal with the AIDS epidemic around the world. The wealthy men and women who have committed their funds to this effort have chosen wisely and well. And we in the hierarchy, as it is sometimes called, are very pleased to see this development. Love for humanity, for all humanity, is the bridge upon which I can appear. And I shall appear to many using that energy. I have already made small and brief appearances around the globe. I pass through crowds in markets and festivals and join in the feelings of goodwill and happiness. Some of these appearances have been noticed by astute observers and published in a magazine. Of course, many skeptics will doubt that the being who appears and is thus described is really Maitreya. Christ. Although I will not claim to be the one who has appeared on all these occasions, I have appeared on some of them. It has been suggested that the mass media of TV and radio would be the ideal way for Maitreya to disseminate his message. And I agree with this. It is ideal. But my channelers will have to be in some way accepted and respected before this can be successfully completed. Because of the internet, this effort can be, and has been, started in a small, unheralded fashion. And I feel that this beginning is a good one and will lead to greater and greater things. My message, I know, will have to complete in a marketplace of spiritual and metaphysical teachings. I am not expecting any overnight success. But the plan has been initiated and the results will slowly accumulate. We in the hierarchy, as it has come to be called, would love to see devotees of the various religions worship together with a common purpose. The breaking down of ancient religious barriers to brotherhood is one of our prime goals. And while the figureheads of the world's religions are open to this message, they have to confront many stumbling blocks and blockages that are brought about by the complex structures of their faiths. So we are also attempting to communicate through individuals speaking with or to small groups, as these souls face much less in the way of barriers. This work will continue beyond your lives on the physical plane. This message is meant to be carried onward through the millions of souls in the afterlife planes. I would thank you for all your initial commitment to these efforts. This program cannot be implemented without your willing contribution, for it is not the Master's or Maitreya dictating his will. It is the loving brotherhood of all men on earth, arising from conception into reality. And I am merely the instrument of that arising. Thank you.